You mentioned that you don't usually use a taxane, that you prefer gemcitabine. Any comments, though, about the taxanes? A fair number of people use nab-paclitaxel, mm-hmm. particularly in squamous. Any thoughts mm-hmm. about that?
So I think nab-paclitaxel is a pretty well-tolerated drug. They're actually doing a trial looking at maintenance with that, and I think that's going to be an important study when we get the readout from it, because if it does show that with that formulation and tolerability that you're able to keep going and that there's benefit from that, I think that will be important in practice changing for squamous patients. Especially in older patients with the weekly dosing, I find that it's better tolerated than the every 3 week paclitaxel. When I give docetaxel, I often give it weekly also, even though that's not as usual because of that tolerability issue. Where I've used nab-paclitaxel the most is in people who have had a reaction to paclitaxel or docetaxel. It does have a significantly higher price tag, and so that's one of the things I look at when trying to decide if that's the right thing for my patients at this time. But I do think it's a good drug. I mean, it's reasonably well tolerated. It's active. I've used it. I just tend to give the gem more often first line because of the tolerability.